The Belgic Confession of Faith, Article 35. Again, we've broken this down into multiple parts, and now we're looking at the second part. And so let us read responsibly. In order that he might represent unto us the spiritual and heavenly bread, Christ has instituted an earthly and visible bread as a sacrament of his body, and wine as a sacrament of his blood, to testify by them unto us that as certainly as we receive and hold this sacrament in our hands, and eat and drink the same with our mouths, by which our life is afterwards nourished, we also do as certainly receive by faith, which is the hand and mouth of our soul, the true body and blood of Christ, our only Savior in our souls, for the support of our spiritual life. Now, as it is certain and beyond all doubt that Jesus Christ has not enjoined to us the use of the sacraments in vain, so he works in us all that he represents to us by these holy signs. Though the manner surpasses our understanding and cannot be comprehended by us, as the operation of the Holy Spirit are hidden and incomprehensible, in the meantime, we err not when we say that what is eaten and drunk by us is the proper and natural body and the proper blood of Christ. But the manner of our partaking of the same is not by the mouth, but by the Spirit through faith. Thus then, though Christ always sits at the right hand of his Father in the heavens, yet does he not therefore cease to make us partakers of himself by faith? This feast is a spiritual table at which Christ communicates himself with all his benefits to us and gives us there to enjoy both himself and the merits of his sufferings and death, nourishing, strengthening, and comforting our poor, comfortless souls by the eating of his flesh, quickening and refreshing them by the drinking of his blood. All right. Calvin refers to the Lord's Supper as a visible sermon. And we understand that there is a connection with the Lord's Supper to the institution of it. In other words, that the Lord's Supper is to be celebrated with the proclamation of the word and then the visible sermon or the second visible sign pointing to the gospel word. Notice in our recitation, the statement is, as certainly as, to testify by them unto us that as certainly as we receive and hold the sacrament, we also do certainly receive by faith Christ's true body and blood as our only Savior in our souls for the support of our spiritual life. Notice that the statement there, the verb there, to testify by them. Christ testifies in the Lord's Supper. Again, one of the reasons why we don't use the word ordinance, but rather sacrament, is because our emphasis is on what Christ is doing, what God is doing, rather than primarily on what we are doing. Although in this sacrament, we are actually doing something. We are commanded to take and to eat and so on. And so there is the action, and in our confession here, we find that. But the emphasis is, as we understand it, just like in baptism, points to the grace of God, the work of God, so even the Lord's Supper, the work of God in us. Notice in the second section, now it is a certain and beyond all doubt that Jesus Christ has not enjoined to us the use of sacraments in vain. It's not just an empty sign, an empty thing. But notice, so he works in us. In the very bottom, the operations of the Holy Spirit. And so the sacrament points to the active working of God. Or another way of saying it, it's grace. And so we are historically referred to the sacraments as means of grace, as a way that God blesses and grants grace to his people. And so they are something that we should look forward to and rejoice in. Furthermore, we note that it is that what we receive is not the, so much the physical, but we receive, as it says, by the Spirit through faith. That it isn't so much, again, the debate between Luther and Zwingli was, where is Christ? Is Christ in heaven? Is Christ on earth during the celebration of the Lord's Supper? And Luther said he's on earth. Zwingli said he was in heaven. And they did not see eye to eye on that. That was a nice way of saying it. They disagreed with one another. Calvin, on the other hand, understood that when we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, we gather in his presence in heaven. And so it's not so much that Christ comes down during the Lord's Supper, it's that we go up. We ascend into the very presence of Christ and partake there. Notice also that this is a spiritual table, finally, that which is designed for us to receive as Christ has communicates, it says, communicates himself with all his benefits to us and gives us there to enjoy both himself and the merits of his sufferings and death. And so the Lord's Supper is designed for us to commune with Christ and to enjoy what he's done for us, for his great love for us. As you said, no one's love is greater than mine, than this, that I lay down my life for my friends. And so it is a time of celebration of Christ and what he's done. And also it is a time where we are blessed by the grace of God. Amen? Amen.